to a base all the way out by the border, and an hour away from the base, we get stopped by an immigration checkpoint. Me and two other comedians, I'm driving the rental car, and I pull over at an immigration checkpoint, and I quote the immigration officer. He walks up to the car and says, "Are you a Jewish citizen?" It's like, "Are you a Jewish citizen?" And then we were in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when we were performing at a base. When we got there, they briefed us about how top secret this base was. But they had the hot air balloon festival going on, and hot air balloons were accidentally floating over the base and landing. And I witnessed this, and the military police were very nice. They just escorted them right off the base. I saw this happen, and I called my uncle in Mexico. I said, "There's a new way to get in." They can't build a wall big enough for this one. Oh, that would make him mad, huh? If he had hot air balloons. What do you mean? They're floating over the wall. We're going to tax the air. We're going to tax the air. I'm not left wing, I'm not right wing, you know. I get my political views from my grandfather, a very wise old man from Torreon, Mexico. I went up to my grandpa one day and said, "Grandpa, what do you think about a woman's right to choose?" He said, "Mijo, I think everyone should wear shoes."
Okay. I wasn't sure about the other one to laugh, but it was funny. Thank you, Lord. That is Brother Dennis G, and we thank God for that. Again, that's from the Dry Bar Comedy, so you can pull that up wherever you have your music. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am so elated to be here to stand in the gap with you and for you as we stand in the gap for each other. The number is 904-296-2251. Yes, you can call in. There's a person in the studio just for you. 904-296-2251. We're going to hear another song, and then we're going to get back to this word to close it out for tonight. We are here every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So please stay and stand in the gap with us. Let's listen to Tommy Sims' Peace and Love, which is also featuring Brother Marvin Winans.
Be your baby. it's a hit and warm. Any day, anywhere. Somebody need peace now.
All over the world. All over the world.
That is Tommy Sims, and that's Peace and Love. That's on Tommy Sims' CD from 2000. That's also on Bishop Marvin Winans' CD as well. And this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here. I am praying with you and for you. I've got a chance to type some out also. Thank God for that. We're praying for your ear. Sadir, and we are also praying for Brother Leslie Monroe. Yair is in Japan. I'm sorry, is in Philippines. We're praying for Brother Leslie Monroe. He is in West Indies, specifically in Jamaica. We're also praying for T.I., also known as David, and he is in Japan. And we are also praying for our West African brothers and sisters. You know, your neighbors are not just next door to you, but they are next door to us. So we're praying for those who are in our households, who are next to our households, who are within our cities, our states, our United States, and other countries throughout the world. You know, here we ask that God bless America and everywhere, all countries, all world, so that we truly can be more and more like Christ on a daily basis. So as I finish up with this word before we end, also, I have a question I'm going to answer for Brother Marvin that called in early as well, sounding awesome as well. We're still praying for his brother Ernest, and so we ask God to continue to be a blessing to him and through him and for Brother Ernest, who is walking in his healing that he has thus far and still looking forward to greater healing to come. As we're talking about Christ tonight, relationship, of course, is most important over any and everything else. What does that practically mean? That when we talk about our relationship to Christ, we talk about our relationship to Christ when we get the chance to evangelize to others, to do relative evangelism, you know, to say something that they can relate to, whether we are at the waiting room, at the doctor's office, whether we are on the bus, at the bus stop, whether we are waiting somewhere. Even though I know a lot of us have our faces in our phones, you know, take the opportunity to look up. Practically, I told you, even when I go on walks, God made it very clear with my headphones in, no matter how tired I am or how much in pain I may be, that when I pass someone, I have to take my earbuds out to let that person know I am approachable, I am accessible, I am listening, I'm paying attention to my surroundings. I'm not one of those who has the music blaring, you know, extra hard, even though I do like everything from Bach to Tupac and everything in between. I'm just saying, but when you pass by someone and when you're sitting with someone, even though you don't know them, God wants us to be available, accessible, because that's what Christ would do. Amen. And so that being said, when we have those opportunities, we should take them, because religion are some of the things, just the ways that we practice the faith that we believe in. And it's not wrong. It's just that sometimes when we get too focused on religion, what we wear, I have to have, you know, collar on, I have to have robe on, those aren't wrong either, but sometimes we lose it. And so we don't want to go backwards to a Pharisaic philosophy or a Sadduceic society, where God has told us directly as well as through Christ that I'm not more about the law, I'm more about the love. And through love, we can attract more people to Christ, who gives us the law as guidelines, not to take away from our fun, but to take away some of the drama and trauma that come when we step outside of those parameters. Amen. Excuse me. You know, my voice is struggling just a little bit, but not much. I'm so elated, so I'm good. So that being said, relationship is very important to express the love of Christ by being that love to other people. When we represent Christ, we are actually representing Christ to someone. And sometimes we are doing that for someone for the very first time. But you said I'm saying that we are again presenting Christ to someone who may not have known him. Christ presented Christ's self to us when Christ came. We are representing when we have that opportunity. And then we go to the next one. What's more important? What's important, discipleship or membership? Or both. Absolutely, discipleship that God wants us, of course, again, to be disciplined as we are members of the body of Christ. God is all about the body of Christ. No, it's not judgment. No, I'm not saying anything about memberships as far as churches. But when Christ spoke to us, Christ was talking about membership of the body of Christ. And we execute that with our own earthly terms as well, by being focused and loyal to a particular church, a particular edifice, a particular body within the body of Christ. And that's where we learn to tithe, where we give at least 10% to that place where we are faithful, because we're taking from that place. So we should also give to that place, right? God wants us to be a blessing to one another, for those who are preaching and teaching and ministering and helping out as your gifts make room for you. So we do that out of discipline as well. But ultimately, there's no contradiction to it. God wants us to be disciples for God, to evangelize, to talk about God. More importantly, beyond the Sabbath days or the worship days that we have, or the nights that some of us have them, to be that example as how we live the word of God, how we live for Christ. So again, I know your church is awesome. I know your ministry is awesome. I know your synagogue is awesome. I know that mosque is awesome. That temple is awesome. But talking about those things and the people of God who get up, there is no salvation power in that. There's no salvation power in telling people how your preacher is awesome. Tell them what she or he preached, Jesus Christ. It doesn't make sense. It means nothing to say that they stood up on the pew and ran down the aisle and took their robe off. And okay, those are the gymnastics and those are the cardio things that they did, the calisthenics. But tell them about the word. It doesn't matter how much and how well they hooped. Tell us what they told you that helped, because that's where Christ is about. Amen. Remember, this is a safe zone. It's a God zone. And it is a non-judgmental zone. But I absolutely am called to tell the truth. So that's what I'm doing. We have to have discipleship to continue to allow God to use us to be a blessing to other people. Because God gives us influence, inspiration, and the intentions of God being about our Father's business. Amen. Amen. So when we talked just last before, we talked about relationship is most important to God more than anything else. Discipleship is most important to God more than anything else. But God will use religion in healthy ways, healthy doses, to get us within this relationship, how we get together, use the liturgical space, how we worship, how we love. Please, for those of us who are worshiping this weekend out, please, again, don't do CP time. No, I'm not talking about colored people, because there are enough negative connotations for those of the brown persuasion. I'm saying challenge punctually, CP time. Why? We should always be on time, which means to be early for whatever ministry, whatever rehearsal, whatever practice, whatever commitment we have given our word to, especially to God and God's business, because we are the sons and daughters of an on-time God. So we should be on time. Amen. I know I'm right. I amen myself. But you know I love you. That's why I'm saying it. Also, we have discipleship. That is a good thing of a disciple, to also be a disciple, to attract disciples, and to do so in a way that they know how to attract other disciples. How do we do that? Being about God, being about church, the body of Christ. A lot of churches, not a lot, some churches have more corporate mindset now, more business, more administration. Let's stay focused on compassion for people, passion for Christ. Let's stay focused on being organized and administrators, but being those who have a heart and demonstrators of Christ. Because truly we are to represent Christ. So that means if I'm rushing to something and people come, do I just rush past them? No. what you just said, Monica, don't be late. You can balance that. Christ has a way, as we stay in tune to Christ, to even let people know, you know what, I want to be on time for this. And if this can wait just a moment, because I want to get to you, because you're important also. You're important. You know what I'm saying? Also, you're important. And if you need to talk to me right now, then let me go here to be accountable to them so I'm not late, and to come to you. God is always utmost first, and then people, human-wise, are first after God. So let's continue to not be so busy doing godly stuff that we're not being of God the way God wants us to be, right? So we're praying right now for all these awesome pastors and preachers and ministers and teachers and Sunday school and Bible study goers, those who are doing worship this weekend and rehearsals, those who are doing prison ministry, those who are doing all the things that the body of Christ needs. We're praying that primarily your relationship, God, touch each and every person, that our relationship with you is right. Meaning righteous first and not self-righteous. Help us to be confident in you and to be still at times and know that you are God. Help us not to allow busyness to come in as if it's really ministry. Help us not to take the bait of Satan and to extend ourselves so much in doing godly things that we're no good to you, God. Help us to, Lord, to pay attention, to watch and pray for our health and ourselves and our families, and then ministry, so we can do it in the order that you told us to do. And please, God, for those who are listening right now who have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we ask that you touch their hearts right now to submit to you, to let them know that they have tried things their way and things have not worked. Even those who feel like things are going great, show them that there is greater when they connect to you, and that we cannot good our way to you. We have to Christ our way to you by accepting your Son, Jesus. Help us to be more like you so that truly, dear God, we can live eternally with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. We're going to listen to a little more music and word in that music about love, because truly the world does need more love. And that love that we're talking about comes from nowhere else but the Lord. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9. This is Standing in the Gap.
Lord, my heart is yours, it all belongs to you. I give you all the glory, yes, I love you. I worship and adore, I'm gonna tell you more. Oh, Lord, how much I really do. And I love you, Lord, oh, I love you, I love you, Lord, oh, I love you, I love you, Lord, oh, I love you, Lord, I wanna say that I love you. Let me say, that I
father said like this.
You are worthy. You.
You are worthy.
You.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
That's right, praise him, brothers. Lift him up, lift him up.
You are worthy.
Sisters, can you join in and sing it with us? Tell him how you feel.
That's right.
It's all right if you worship.
Hallelujah. That is Fred Hammond. That's from his Love Unstoppable CD, and that is Lord, How I Love You. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here, and we are closing out here in about 25 minutes, close to the 1 a.m. hour. Ooh, we're actually standing in the gap between today and tomorrow, so we thank God for that. The number to call in with your own prayer requests, yes, you can call in. You cannot bother me. If you want to call in, feel you should call in. As a lot of you say, I wanted to call in, but I didn't for so long. That would bother me if you thought that you would bother me. You didn't call in. So please call in. I'm here to serve you. 904-296-2251. We are talking about relationships and religion as it relates to Christ 101, then Bible 101, then tonight and this weekend, Believer 101. And so in this word that Paul gives us, we thank God for it, that the word from Romans chapter 7, that we see that a lot of times we do allow our relationship with God to be challenged by the religion or religiosity of doing things. Sometimes we're on fire for the Lord, as we started out and talking about this merger, this union between God and God's people made by Christ, right? And a lot of times we start losing the fire and desire that we started with as we've become more and more inundated with doing the things of church and church work and serving others. God wants us to continue and to maintain a fire and desire by continuing to go to God's word, not just when it's time to preach, preachers. That was for me too. Not just when it's time to teach, not just when it's time to get through some hardship or heartache that we're going through. Absolutely. If you haven't and you decide to go during those times, please do. Whenever you can get the word, get the word. But if we would go to the word of God and stay in our active relationship with Christ more actively, we wouldn't have to run to the word sometimes as if it's to hit 911. But we still can, because that's the type of God that we serve. So relationship is important, and religion aspects of it can be used to improve relationship, but never let religion get in the way of relationship. Discipleship is important, most important of all things that we do. And God does have a way of using membership. What concerns myself now, I know it's because it concerns God and other people that I listen to as well, is some of us, as far as churches and memberships, start to focus only on those groups. And though we truly are churches, sometimes we start to look just like cliques or like cults, for lack of another way. But some that we want, was actually some do become cults, but the majority of us who are really focused on Christianity, always the most of us are truly trying to do God's will. And so that's why we keep one another prayed up. But yeah, there are those of us who have experienced, remember we've had this focus before, church people hurt by church people, and families I've heard that have been disconnected because they're in different churches, and certain leaders will tell them you shouldn't communicate with other people outside this church. That's more of the cult type, like, and so that's not the focus. We're talking about real relationship with Christ, real discipleship with Christ and for Christ and for Christ's people. And so we don't allow the problems or the challenges of membership sometimes to overshadow that. Make that plain, sister. People will make you want to quit church. I didn't stutter, did I? No, I was born with some white hair on the top of my head, and now I have a lot of white hair around the front and around the back and all mixed through. The white hair on the top of my head was from birth. All the other white hair,
That's from church people. That's right, I said it. I love us, that includes me. I love us and working now with over 10 churches. That's church people. That's true. Have you seen President of the United States as well as other dignitaries throughout the world that have prime ministers, kings, queens, as well, you know, the as far as villages, those who really have positions where they have to work it. Chiefs, I've seen some chiefs in when I went to when I went to West Africa and Ghana, we went to a Kente village where they make the Kente cloth. I'm telling you, you've noticed President Obama when he was president before. You've noticed Bush before him. You've noticed Clinton before him. You probably may notice, if you look at Trump now too, those who, when they stop dying, they go into the White House or they go into these positions of leadership. And then within 90 days, you see them come out and their hair is white or whiter. That's people that's dealing with the pressures and the stresses. But again, I don't see it as pressure. I see it as praise. And I don't see it as stress. I see it as a way to bless God and bless God's people. That's because, like you, like myself, we have a spirit to serve God and love God's people. And no contradiction, God's people at times will make us want to give up on doing ministry, will make us challenge in our relationship with God, especially when some of us act so unlike Christ. Remember, I told you before, Mahatma Gandhi said that, and I hated to admit it, but I had to agree when one of his quotes was, I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians, because they're so unlike Christ. And I have to admit, self-included, that we are sometimes like that, that we say things about Christ, say things of Christ, and then do human stuff that Christ told us not to do. So I keep seeing all of these shows as well with people who are Christians. I don't say supposed to be, because it's hypocritical to say that we are hypocritical. We're human. And so a lot of people that I appreciate their talents and gifts and entertainment and all of that. And again, I keep seeing more panels and more opinions about how we're supposed to live life. Look, no offense to all of the, a lot of people who are so blessed by God to do what they do. And Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey and Oprah Winfrey and all of these other beautiful, intelligent, Tyler Perry and all of these people. And that being said, opinions will not get us into a better relationship with Christ. You can do Steve Harvey's 90-day don't have premarital sex if you want to. God said not to. And nope, I'm not perfect either. And I'm imperfect. We're all imperfect. But living by opinions, what other people say, that give what we feel is a greater standard to the world condition, still doesn't match up with the word. We have to answer to God, not Steve Harvey. We have to answer to Christ, not Oprah Winfrey. We have to answer through the power of the Holy Spirit, not Tyler Perry. So let's be very careful that we do what God says and use the power of God to do it. Amen. So as we talk about this word, sometimes we also give too much credit to Satan. Remember, we talked about public enemy number one is sometimes looking right back at me in the mirror. That's myself. That's yourself. I've said it before. I know Satan is a cool, collective, and calculating creator of chaos. He's a conventional chameleon able to manipulate minds, re-script scriptures, tease, tantalize, and tempt the strongest testifier. But with all that said, and we could say this more, he could not and would not be such a continuous starring attraction in our lives if we would just close the curtains on his pitiful, pathetic, and punkish existence. No, I'm not scared, because I have the power of Christ and you have the power of Christ. Some of us know that we give Satan too much credit sometimes for items of disaster that we purchase ourselves. Satan couldn't steal your joy if our relationship with Christ was better and our discipleship stronger and we didn't leave the windows of our flesh open. He couldn't drown us in depression if we didn't keep jumping into the waters of life without an active life preserver, Jesus, and having a connected relationship and discipleship. Satan couldn't keep that monkey of drug addiction on our backs
if we didn't keep backsliding that thing back to the block to do the same things we did back in the day. Amen myself. Amen, Monica. Thank you, girl. He couldn't hold me hostage with my mistakes of the past. If I would just accept the key of freedom found in my relationship with Christ, who forgives me. I'm going to say that again. Satan could not hold me hostage. Could not hold you hostage or us hostage with the mistakes that we have made in the past. If instead of regretting those things, we would take them as lessons and to move forward into the future. We got a great relationship with Christ, and we've got to continue to depend on that. We're going to continue to pray. Stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. This is Praise 107.9.
Me.
Sunshine, and that is Safe in His Arms. Before that, we heard Tamela Mann, and that's Safety in His Arms. So you get what we're putting down, right? We want you to be reminded that we are safe in God's arms. There is safety in the arms of Jesus. And in the world that we are in, this world is not much different than it was since the fall that we took right after the beginning of time. It's not that much different than when Cain killed Abel. It's not that much different than when Romans and Greeks and others of all different cultures decide to have on their own selfish intentions. That's what we do as humans. A lot of times we allow our own intentions to override the righteousness that God wants us to have in loving each other and being in good relationship with God and good discipleship because of Christ. And so we thank Christ for being the intercessor for us. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in, you still have a little time left, is 904-296-2251. That's if you want to share your prayer requests as well as your praise report. I would love to pray with you. It's up to you, on air or off air. as well as share your praise report and ask God, just give God a prayer of thanksgiving as well for the beautiful things that are going on in your life. Also, you have opportunity to help us here with ministry as we help others out, and you can do so by giving love offering or donation by going to praise1079.com and to the on-air host information for Standing in the Gap. And that is also tax deductible. I told you, I don't sell stuff, but I can tell stuff. And because we do have the blessing of God as well, and those who support, primarily we always solicit your prayers to help us pray with you and for others. And because we are blessed by God in ways, we immediately want to share that. And so I have 3 individual counseling sessions open that are already paid for with Discipleship for Discipleship. All you have to do is reach out and get it. How do you reach out and get it? You just call up here. The first 3 people, we will definitely give you that 45-minute counseling session. It'll be either with myself or the ones based on where you are. And we can do it in person and or on by phone or by video phone. There's so many ways technologically we can do it. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. If you think you just need a little spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, or physiological type of tune-up, we would be glad to be at your service. All credible, certified, licensed, and most importantly, blessed by God people to be counselors for you. God directs us and works with us directly as our ultimate capital C counselor. And as you know, God also works through others who he has blessed with that specialty to hear the heart and the troubles of others to get them to a better place. So if you would like one of those free sessions, we're going to offer that tonight and throughout the weekend. Simply call 904-296-2251. They're already affordable because of the Lord as well. But now, because of the Lord and those who want to assist others, now you have opportunity to get it for free. So you, my sister, my brother, you have no excuse not to be the better champion version of yourself. 904-296-2251. We are here to cover each other because we're all covered by Christ. Stay with us. I'll be right back to close out this word.
Remember to gather me, that I may grow in peace. Remember to keep me lifted, that I may go in spirit. Keep my name on your lips, in your prayer remember this, I need you. Cover me, fellas, can you help me?
Could you love to cover me, that I might go in peace?
Me lifted.
Continue to keep me lifted,
that I might go,
that I might go in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Keep my name.
Remember to pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through.
That I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me lifted.
For the effectual, fervent prayer.
That I might go
in peace.
Keep my face on your mind.
The next time you go.
When you go.
Prayer.
Cover me with your prayer. Cover me.
Cover me.
That is Cover Me, and that's by 2103, featuring Fred Hammond, Smokey Norful, as well as Jay Moss. And this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here on Praise 107.9, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Yes, we have two of those slots open for discipleship, affordable counseling that you can get anywhere. All you have to do is call here, 904-296-2251. We have two 45-minute slots, and we will make sure you get linked up to just the right person for you. You don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to do anything except pick up the phone. And when it's time for that counseling session, that'll be within the next couple of weeks, you will be able to receive a call and do either a video call or in person, or based on where you are, as well as doing it by just phone, period. But again, 904-296-2251. So as we close out this word for tonight, we're going to continue it tomorrow. The question is, as we're going to pick up tomorrow, will you really ride and or die for Christ? You know, we hear that a lot. I'm a ride or die. I'm a ride or die dude. I'm a ride or die chick. Will you be a ride or die disciple for Christ? Will you allow your relationship with Christ to be the thing that is used to help others in their relationship with Christ? Will you allow the discipleship that Christ teaches us by being the ones to be an example for him through loving, not judgment, through embracing others no matter how they are imperfect, remembering that we are all imperfect, and to treat them the way that Christ treats us? Will you do that through discipleship for Christ? Will you be the one that does that? Because truly, as we ride or die for Christ, we have to remember that Christ rode and died for us and is risen for us. Amen. And so we thank God for that. You know, a lot of the things that we talk about as far as relationship, Christ entrusts in us so much, recognizing that we are made in the very image of God. And even after our fall in the Garden of Eden at the beginning of creation with Eve and Adam there, we still have this awesome relationship with God, and God could not give up on us. Of course, God let Adam name things, give the animals, creations, their names, even to give Eve her name. God allowed man and woman to be able to be married and come together and recreate life. God entrusted woman to be the one to hold that child until it's time for birth, and to go through that birthing, laboring process. God allows us to even, Brother Lanier, allows us to even be the ones to name time after God created it, allowed us to do that in Greco areas. Roman Greco simply means Romans and Greeks and others, even Asia, as well as Indian, meaning as in original Indian, Native Americans, as well as in Indonesian. And so all different cultures were able to be able to have something to do with this time that we related to one another. Of course, it started with classical planets, as far as how we started with months and days. And Brother Marvin's question was, as they're studying Sunday school, where he is how did we come up with months and days and that type of thing? We know that God divided day from night and created all other things, but those originated from astrology, which was originated by God. The heavens, the stars, the way the sun comes, the way the moon goes, those things. And so from astrology to late antiquity, that these are the ways in which we came up with time. Greco-Roman, Celtic, Germanic, meaning German, Indian tradition, Southeast Asian. That's why we have world time, we have different times, we have Pacific times, and we have Atlantic times based on ocean and how the sun rises and sets. And so God allowed us to do that as people. And as United States, most of us have the daylight savings times, where you fall back and you spring forward with that hour that we lose or gain. And so But there are only two things that we really need to focus on. That's Chronos time, meaning calendar time, meaning human time. And so Chronos time, speaking for all of us, that we have to be concerned about this day. Will we truly live for Christ and allow our relationship and discipleship for Christ to make a difference for others? And that day, meaning Kairos time, the perfect time that God allows us those opportunities to interact with others, as well as that day that Christ will crack the sky and come yet again for his people. So let's stay focused on relationship with Christ. Let's stay focused on discipleship for Christ on behalf of others, and to truly know that we serve a God that counted not robbery to come for us, to live for us, to die for us, to rise for us, and to come for us yet again. I pray that you accept Christ before Christ's second coming. I am elated that for many of us, we have already done so. So I thank you for listening in right now to Standing in the Gap. God willing, we will be back here tomorrow night, tonight, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I hope that you are encouraged in all that you do. God bless each and every person that listened, that wanted to listen in. Thank you, dear God, for those that participated with their prayer requests and praise reports, and allow us who are still out and about or at work to be safe, to be sound, to be saved, and to be sane. And in Jesus' name, we give you all the glory, and we all say amen. Hey, be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Please take a moment to encourage someone else. My prayer for you as we benedict you right now, send you away from this broadcast with the good news of Christ, is that you always be blessed and know that you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and good night.
Storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to
be blessed, don't live life in distress.
Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing. You're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got. You won't wanna do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God, I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to be blessed.
Don't live life in
distress. Don't stress out. No, 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 no. He'll work it out. Yes, he will. For you. My prayer for you today is. gone. Be blessed. Oh, be blessed. He can change your situation in a minute. Just be blessed. Don't do anything that God would not have you to do. Be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed. Let him do a work in you. Hey, be blessed. Be blessed.
Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again. I'm so glad today I heard.
So glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. It's part of my circumstance. All I want to do is serve you
and love you.
Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken.